I think this is a very important meeting because we know that migration and questions of international labor, they go beyond individual countries. This is a global problem that has to be dealt with in a multi-sector, in a multilateral framework. So I definitely welcome the ILO intervention and also this initiative in Qatar that is really looking to change the narrative around, you know, workers' rights and labor rights between Africa and the Middle East.
People have pointed out the fraudulent and abusive recruitment practices, such as the payment of recruitment fees and related costs by workers to some contractors on the continent. How serious is that issue?
I think that's a very serious issue. We've seen in many countries where unscrupulous recruitment agencies take advantage of migrants to abuse them. And also when they go to some of these Middle Eastern countries, their rights as migrants, as workers are denied. Their passports are taken away, their ability to travel, their rights, their human rights are actually abused. So this is definitely a problem. But I must also add that this meeting couldn't have come at a better time because many countries do not have clear policy in terms of migrant labor. The recent case in Malawi where we had the Malawian women, Kenyan women, Ugandan women going out to the Gulf and ending up in commercial sex work, in prostitution, a lot of them dying. So this is definitely a huge problem. And I think then in conclusion, you know, we also need to think about the Fair Recruitment Initiative Advisory Committee, which is also a very important element of this meeting. It includes Tunisia, Mexico, and Kenya. And the idea behind this initiative is to come up with some kind of resolution around fair recruitment. So the country of origin and the host country come together to establish some very basic tenets, some very basic guidelines in terms of recruitment, in terms of recruitment skills, social protection and skills development for these workers. So this initiative could not have come at a better time. This is a huge problem. Africa has the labor. The Middle East needs that labor. I think finding a middle ground which would be beneficial for both continents, but also safe for the workers, I think it is a very important thing to think about.
Some analysts have blamed governments in Africa for their failure to create jobs in their home countries. Do you share that concern?
I do share that concern, and as much as I'm very much in support of international cooperation around migration and workers' rights and the right of citizens of the world to move from one country to another, but that then goes back to your original question, what are African governments doing? What are national governments doing to actually retain their most important resource, which is human capital? We've seen countries like Mexico, which have a huge diaspora community coming out to the U.S. to work. Countries like India, countries like the Philippines, whose government encourages migration, also benefiting from remittances, but also losing a lot because a lot of their citizens end up going abroad and being of value to those countries. So I think as much as we want to have a safe migratory environment, I think the countries of origin need to rethink their policies and try and to redouble efforts to ensure that, you know, this migration to faraway places is done only on the basis of the fact that those skills are needed, but these people are also being afforded other opportunities locally in their own countries or even within their own regions.